I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bill O'Brien wants to calm everybody. He's like, let's put him in the Hall of Fame kind of talk, which is great. Mitchell Trubisky last night looked solid.
Competent.
Victor Cruz had a touchdown.
Yeah, a little two-yarder, whatever it was.
Right, but it looked good because he was rolling to his left. He was throwing, he's right-handed, rolling to his left, got rid of that ball quickly. It was accurate. And Jim Miller, who was doing the game last night, was talking, and Sam Rosen was doing the game with Jim. They were talking about his accuracy in college, which was good. So he looks like, okay, he belongs. And then I'm trying to think of the other kid. Trevor Siemian looked good for Denver yesterday. DeShone Kizer for Cleveland was throwing bombs all over the place. So, you know, I remember my first game was against the Jets as a rookie.
Right.
I think I was 9-for-12 with 3 touchdowns. I'll never forget that game as long as I live.
Because you're like,
it was my first game as an NFL player, even though it was a preseason game. And it's one I realized, I actually could do this. No, I did not. I could actually do this. I played against their slugs.
I was a
slug, and I had slugs on the field with me, so we were slugging it out.
Right.
But I remember it like it was yesterday, back in 1984, and that's why it's so important for these kids to get off to somewhat of a reasonable start
and to get on the field against real competition
and just feel the fans, and you know, especially when you're playing at home. And it was good. It's good to see those young kids do some good things. And you know, they're a long way from being the answer for those particular franchises, but still, it's just fun watching football again
on TV. No doubt.
Even though it is preseason.
And Jerry Recker is back as well. What do you got?
We are brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa, family owned and operated since their inception in 1989. Shop 24/7 at infinityofmassapequa.com. And the Giants do play the Steelers tonight as the preseason football continues. You got the Jets tomorrow night, both games at MetLife Stadium. Last night in Toronto, Yankees and Blue Jays. Yankees trying to get out of there with a series win, but did not.
The 1-0. Swung on and into the air to deep left field. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
That's
Jose Bautista hits one in the second deck over the Blue Jays bullpen.
Hit it off of Chase and Shreve.
Oh, John Sterling since the day he got here
on the fan. That capped the scoring.
Oh, stop.
4-0 was the final as Toronto beat New York. Josh Donaldson and Kevin Pillar with RBI singles in this game as well. Sonny Gray the loss. So what was his issue last night?
I just didn't throw enough strikes. Definitely not enough quality strikes.
He allowed three runs over six.
I know he had four base on balls. He gave up four hits. He only had two earned runs.
The bigger issue is that throw at second base.
Yeah, I mean, that was a bad throw by him. But, you know, the thing about it is he gave you a winning effort, I thought. How about the Yankees start hitting the ball instead of striking out?
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, he only pitched six innings, and so it was over 100 pitches.
He was wild, but you know what?
That's not why they got him, man.
He's a grinder, man. I like him. I like the way he looks. I didn't really know that much about him. But, you know, he'll go out there and fight for you.
No doubt, for sure. Yeah, I win a game now with him.
Here was Aaron Judge, two more strikeouts, including two on in the fifth. He says he'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I feel good. You know, I took some good swings tonight, you know, and I was able to get one hit, but, you know, I wasn't able to do it when it counted.
So just keep grinding.
So I keep sticking to the approach, and, you know, it'll all work out.
Too many strikeouts, man.
No, I mean, he might set
way too many strikeouts.
Modern-day Yankee record for strikeouts.
Here was Joe Girardi. How did Marco Estrada keep his team off balance?
It's the changeup. I thought he used his curveball more effectively tonight, but we just weren't able to score him up.
They were showing
just to be clear, you know, the Blue Jays had five hits.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that's a good enough pitch.
You look at the first.
The Yankees had six hits.
First run he gave up was all his own doing. The bad pickoff play puts the runner to third, and then I think it was Ryan Goins just taps the ball out in front. He basically gave them a run.
But the point is, the pitching was not the problem yesterday.
No, I didn't say it was.
An offense that's got the ability to score boatloads of runs, you know, got shut out by a pitcher under 500.
Correct. Who, by the way, he's a good pitcher, having a good season.
When you have to score runs.
No, I agree with you.
And you're the New York Yankees, you expect to put six, seven runs on the board against Estrada.
I agree.
And they didn't.
Your boy Garrett Cooper with another double last night.
Yeah.
Good to see in the
How
gap.
How do you take him out of the lineup now? He's hitting the ball. Not everyone else is.
Yankees dropped 2 of 3, so they fall 4.5 behind Boston, who didn't play last night. They come into the stadium tonight. Here are your pitching matchups. You got Garcia and Eduardo Rodriguez tonight. Tomorrow, right. Severino and Pomerantz. And then the Sunday night game is Jordan Montgomery and Chris Sale. So those are your pitching matchups for the weekend. We'll have all the action right here on the fan.
Yankees got to get this one tonight. They got to get this one tonight. They can't lose this one. You know, I was telling you yesterday, you know, one pitch, one inning, you know, one game, one series. And that's the way you got to look at it. You can't look ahead. You can't look back. You just got to, you know, grind it out. And the fact that they lost 2 out of 3 to Toronto in their own division.
Yeah, sucks.
That's not good, man.
You know, the Jordan Montgomery thing fascinates me. You know, they bring in all these other pitchers, right? Sonny Gray, specifically, and Jaime Garcia's pitching tonight. So Jordan Montgomery has to get sent back to the minors, right? It's a numbers game, okay?
Sure.
Then CC Sabathia's got the cranky knee. So just imagine for a minute you're Jordan Montgomery. You've pitched well enough to be at this level, clearly,
yes.
Right?
Sure, yes.
You had about a month where you arguably, next to Severino, was the Yankees' second-best pitcher, right?
Agreed.
You get sent down because contractual things, whatever, right? And then they go, wait a minute, we're not only bringing you back up, but you're pitching Sunday night on national TV against Sale.
He'll handle it. No worries.
Good luck.
Watch him win that game.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know? Like, if you're that kid, you live out the dream, then you understand it's a business. You're not going to be down for long. September call-ups, you're coming right back. But then they bring you right back, and you're pitching national TV against their best pitcher.
As long as he stays healthy, he'll be around a long time, Jordan Montgomery.
Him,
why? Because he's a lefty, and he can throw the ball, and he's you know, he has, what, 111 strikeouts, like 35 walks?
His ERA is not great, but,
No, but he keeps you in every game.
I agree.
And now
he's pitching against their best pitcher. Love it.
Yes.
And I bet you he pitches his ass off, too.
The Mets were in Philadelphia last night. We'll do the game first, then the other stuff.
Hit high in the air, a smash to center field. Back goes Herrera at the track to the wall. It is gone into the bushes in dead center here in Philadelphia.
That is Josh Lewin on WOR. Curtis Granderson with a home
run.
You
can't grandle the truth.
No, that was part of a 10-0 Met win.
We could hit some crappy pitching, that's for sure.
Yes, the only issue would be with the game last night would be, although it's not, not serious, and he should make his next start, Jacob DeGrom.
DeGrom ready from the belt. 2-strike pitch coming to Nick Williams. Lined up the middle, off of DeGrom. It ricochets to Rosario, who picks it up and will keep it on the infield.
That's Wayne Randazzo on WOR.
The best thing about the Mets winning, and hopefully they sweep the Phillies, is that the Philadelphia Phillies, again, are the worst team in baseball.
I remember they started the season.
San Diego's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, the Phillies.
They're a close second, but I think Philadelphia, if you get past the first 40 games of the season, have been historically horrendous.
Yeah, they have more losses as a franchise than any franchise in the history of baseball.
Well, that's why we can beat them.
That's right. And I hope keep beating them.
Keep beating them. That's right.
In a lost season with incompetent ownership and tons of injuries, if you can at least say we beat Philly, you got something.
Foo Philly.
That's exactly right.
Here was DeGrom after the game on SNY. How's the arm?
Good. Didn't feel good when it hit me, but it's all right now.
So hopefully
he's
fine.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, that's at least good. And in terms of what he did, it was 6 2/3. Here's Terry Collins on the overall outing.
Really mixed up his pitch as well. I thought he threw the ball great tonight. And, we're lucky that he came out of it. Get some treatment on and see how he's going to be.
Terry with a little sinus infection.
That
was Terry Collins. He was not feeling well.
Sounds like Jerry did 2 weeks ago.
I think he had an interpreter.
No, it was
not. I think the Mets, I think Jeff Wilpon said,
an interpreter.
We just saved $8 million. We're going to give you $10,000 for an interpreter. She can stop mumbling and stumbling around. That was not Terry Collins.
That was Terry Collins.
Play a little bit of it again?
Hold on. Terry Collins from afterwards. Here he was on DeGrom.
Really mixed up his pitch as well. I thought he threw the ball great tonight.
That's Terry Collins. What, was I born yesterday?
Terry Collins.
Yes. Really mixed up his pitch as well. I thought he threw the ball great
tonight. That's the same dude that speaks for Cespedes.
No, it's not. Isn't that Melissa Rodriguez?
I don't know.
She's
got a sinus problem.
Yeah, I guess. Before the game, Sandy Alderson did speak. Here he is. This is 20 seconds. I'll give you the clip on the idea of Bruce going to the Yankees.
Certainly dealing with the Yankees would be a factor, just like dealing with the Washington Nationals would be a factor, just like dealing with Miami would have been a factor, presumably for them, with A.J. Ramos. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem to bother them. Certainly didn't bother us that we were sending two prospects to them. So I think I think it would be foolish for me to say it doesn't matter.
In terms of dealing with the crosstown team.
The reason he's saying that now is because he was told he wasn't allowed to do the deal. So it did matter.
Well, but, I mean, but he also said, well, we could do the deal with Miami. So why can't you do the deal with
Because
the
Jeff Wilpon's not going to sit back and watch the Yankees win a World Series based on the addition of one of their players. That's what it comes down to. And
by
that's
the way,
that's why I asked the question.
I don't disagree with that.
We'll get to all your call, I promise.
Maybe it's just a total money dump.
Well, it's part of that. Yeah. I happen to... Listen, I don't like the deal. We did this yesterday. I agree with what Craig said, though. If I'm not getting back amazing prize prospects, why do I want to give the Yankees Jay Bruce? Why?
Well, there's two problems with it. One, it's the optics of it. It's a flat-out salary dump, and it is, and there's no
debating
that.
Well, he admitted
that.
They got salary relief.
And by the way, there's no debating that. And number two, it's problematic because you have a GM that, don't forget, and you have to go back in time because of this, as Boomer mentions a lot, you know, the GM was appointed to them because they couldn't handle their own business. So Major League Baseball said, well, we're not going to take over your franchise, which we could do. We're going to put a guy that we respect into your franchise to help you from yourselves. You can't forget that. And then the guy that has, as much as I don't care for him as a GM, respect him as a man for sure, brought them back to respectability. Got them to a World Series and all the other good things that come with it. The fact that that guy had a trade done and was told by the owner, you're not allowed to do that trade. If I'm Sandy Alderson, I would have walked out then. He's too much class for that. But I would not be surprised if Sandy Alderson resigns and retires after this year. Because that is at the highest level of public humiliation.
If that happens.
For a guy that does not deserve it.
If that happens.
So let me ask you this question. If you had to say a baseball writer in this town that you find to be above reproach, somebody that you, when you read what he writes, you know that he's well plugged in and he has, you know, very good information. Could you give me one of those writers? Or if I gave you, like, let's say if I said Bill Madden. Would you like Bill Madden?
Do you respect Bill Madden? Like, does he know what he's talking about?
I'd say Madden, Joel Sherman, Ken Davidoff, John Heyman.
There's a bunch of guys around here that you could appreciate.
Not always right. But yeah, so I would say I respect them.
Bill Madden.
All right, so let's just use Bill Madden. So yesterday, Craigie is talking about it, just like he's talking about it today. Everything is out there. Craig is saying, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. Blah, blah, blah. This morning in the paper, in the Daily News, what does Bill Madden write?
Quote, so what's a GM to do? Cashman tried to further address the Yankees' Judge-led slumping offense by offering the Mets what Bill Madden is told were two very decent prospects for Jay Bruce as a DH replacement for Matt Holliday, who's probably done for the season, only to be rebuffed when Jeff Wilpon overruled Mets general manager Sandy Alderson on making a deal, any deal, with the Yankees. As a result, Alderson had to settle for another in a long line of undistinguished minor league relievers. End of quote.
Sure. I mean, the other paper says that these two prospects were nothing.
I have exercised the demons. This house is a clear.
I mean, Bill just confirmed exactly what Craig was saying yesterday.
Perhaps.
That's what I would say.
Perhaps.
I don't take everything in the paper as gospel. I don't.
Nor should you.
I don't. I learned a long time ago from you. I don't read columnists.
Yeah, no, but Craig gave it to you the exact thing yesterday. So now in this
I'm aware
case,
of what you say.
You got to believe what he writes because it confirms what Craig says.
By the way, correct.
Yes.
Right. Yes. I typically don't believe anything I read, but when it confirms what I've said,
then it's great.
Then it's absolutely accurate. So,
right.
Listen, if that happened, it's not good. No, I don't know that I'd walk out, though.
This is problematic for me.
Why is that problematic?
You've now used two words that are non-committal words.
Yes.
Al and I discussed this yesterday about all of you guys on this show.
You did.
You said perhaps.
Perhaps and if.
And if.
Right.
Sorry.
Nope. This did happen.
Not, you know, I mean, if it happened, it's not good. Now, I don't know that I'd walk out.
Not if or perhaps.
I mean, if it happened.
It did.
It did.
Well, I don't know that. But if it did, then I agree with you. It's not good.
No. If it did. No. It did. If it did.
It could have.
Get the if off.
I acknowledge that that could have happened.
It did.
Very possible.
No. I acknowledge it could have happened. Right. I mean, yeah.
God, I don't know why you can't commit yourself to the.
Now you're acting,
did happen.
Now you're acting like an insider for the fan.
No.
Maybe.
No, no.
If it could.
No,
maybe
I mean, I think if that happened, I don't think it looks good.
You can say whatever you want about Chris Carter, but Chris Carter said that Ezekiel Elliott's going to be suspended this day.
He did.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That's
and
what he said.
And it hasn't happened yet.
Not yet.
But
today's.
But the fact of the matter is, give him credit. He went out on a limb and he said, this is what's going to happen and this is when
it's going
to happen.
Yes, he did.
Know that everybody now is ripping him because he didn't use the word maybe or perhaps or if
right.
or somehow or decisions are looming. He didn't do
anything. And I like that he was steadfast in his comments, and I am in mine. And if that happened.
No.
Then
Jerry,
it's not good.
Jerry, commit yourself to it happening.
That's
not like, good. You should commit yourself to the fact that your day is going to get piss poor when you walk out of the building.
Well, that's already happened, so I don't
because
know that.
Because somebody...
You've given Craig Wendell this?
Somebody from a sister radio station here
yeah.
just drove into your car he was in their way.
It wasn't somebody from the radio station. That's
yeah.
not true.
Yes.
You are in the middle of a major fender bender
somebody
right now.
Somebody actually just ran into your car.
Yeah,
your
car yeah my
just
car was
got
hit this morning.
Ah!
Yes, it did. Yeah, well, these things happen.
You know why? Now.
Well, you drive a car that has no air conditioning.
Boomer,
so
that was 5 years ago.
If your car got jacked up.
Well, maybe.
Perhaps it might have been
right.
jacked up.
But
how would you handle that?
The difference is I already went down and saw that my car was jacked up.
So it did get jacked
up.
Oh,
it happened, yes.
Did somebody tell you, did they leave a note or anything?
Yeah, well, first of all, Wins called
yes.
and said, does anybody have a black car parked out front? I said, yeah,
did
that's me.
Did they get
me.
Your name right?
He had no idea who I was.
Okay.
That's
is
fine.
It a news story?
I don't know.
Breaking news on Wins, right?
First, get John Montone on it.
But a very nice lady was there that saw it, and she wrote all the information down. But nobody left, so it was fine. When I went down, I saw everybody.
So the other driver is still there?
Well, yeah, because he's sandwiched in between another car. He can't go anywhere.
Yes. Are you parked legally?
Yeah.
Did he try to back in and just smash into your car? Is that what happened?
No, I think the other vehicle hit his that drove his
apparently,
in the mine.
Jerry got paid to do that show since someone's driving an Escalade. What?
That's not my Escalade.
Just saying.
Not quite.
Doing pretty good over
this
there.
Still highlights
Jerry
again
Recco
why I can't
derby.
Drive a nice car into Manhattan because this stuff is just.
What's amazing
come
is
on.
That. That's gonna some body work.
Yeah. You know what? My tires are fine. The engine works. Who cares?
You're gonna get it fixed, right?
Perhaps.
I mean, you're gonna make somebody go to their insurance.
If I get it fixed,
you're gonna make somebody go to their insurance company and jack up their rates.
Yeah.
Jacked up.
That's
jacked
a big pain
up.
In the ass, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.